This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, let's move on. I want to talk about verses 20 and 21, if we could bring them up. When Jesus saw their faith, not the man's faith, but their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They were absolutely technically correct. Only God ultimately has the power to forgive sins. And so when Jesus said, "I forgive you of your sins," he was claiming to be God. That was a claim to deity. It was a claim of Jesus Christ, "I am God in the flesh," because I am claiming that authority that belongs only to the Father. That's why Jesus would say the most remarkable thing in my mind is this, where Jesus said in John, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." That's incredible. You know, that's the statement of somebody we would call crazy, mentally disturbed, to say, "If you've seen me, you've seen God the Father." He could say it with authority and power because why? It was true. It was true. Jesus Christ alone has that power to forgive. And that's what the Lord offers to you today. Do you realize the therapeutic power there is in somebody forgiving you and you forgiving someone? Whenever I have somebody ask me, "What's a Christ-like thing that I can do?" I'll tell people this: the most Christ-like thing you can do is forgive somebody in the name of Jesus. And listen carefully, if you play games with forgiveness with other people, just remember you're playing games with your own forgiveness. Listen to that again. I didn't say this at the first service, but I'm saying it now. If you play games with forgiveness with other people, you are playing games with your own forgiveness for this reason. Jesus said, in the same way that you judge other people, that's the standard I'll use for you. That's the most frightening concept in all of Scripture. I want to bring up the last verse, and I'll close with this. The last verse, 26, if we could. "Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, 'We have seen remarkable things today.'" I said something Wednesday night that raised a few eyebrows. And I said something that I said I'm going to say Sunday. I'm going to say it right now. I don't know if the day's going to be this year or it's going to come next year, but I can foresee a time in this place, Crossview Christian Church, where people leave every single Sunday saying, "We have seen remarkable things." You say, "You're talking about miracles?" Yes, like miracles of forgiveness, miracles of restoration, families being brought back together who were once divided, couples being reunited who hated one another, and people being forgiven and people leaving on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night or some other service and saying, "We have seen remarkable things today." And you say, "Oh, that can't happen." Why not? If the power of Jesus was present because Jesus was there, then the power of Jesus, listen carefully, is present in every believer, but he's also present corporately. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name," what did he say? "That's where I am also." The power of the Lord is present right now in this place. He's in this place to forgive people. That man's greatest need was not to be healed of paralysis. His greatest need was to be healed of his sin. Personally, I believe he would have never believed that he was healed until he knew he was forgiven. There's such a linkage in our life between illness and sin sometimes, even whether it's wrong, right or wrong. We tend to link, "Well, what did I do to deserve this illness?" And that man may not have believed he was healed until he heard the words of Jesus, "Your sins are forgiven." Let's pray together. Well, are there forgiveness issues in your life? Sure there are. There are forgiveness issues in all of our lives. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.